And you are listening to WJRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. My name is Brian, and once again, you're listening to the Culture Hour. So, I'm back. Again, it's Tuesday, a little after 7, so, you know, I'm back in this room, back to give more music to the people. But then again, and I never really do know who's listening. But if you are, thanks for tuning in. So today, I was tossing around a bunch of ideas. I had some playlists that I came across that I had made earlier on Spotify. Back when I was even more into music, and I was thinking about doing like a kind of a doing some sort of a theme. And then I didn't. And then I started to create the playlist for this week, and it ended up starting out with a bunch of like oldies, kind of good, you know, like kind of Mr. Blue Sky, Jackson 5, you know, American Pie, like that kind of vibe. And then I just started listening to Vampire Weekend, as I do. And so then it got into all of these more obscure like Vampire Weekend songs that, you know, that I'd never even heard. Actually, there's like 4 of them that I hadn't even listened to. But I think I'm going to save that, and I'll do a whole closer to when they actually drop the album, I'll do a whole like Vampire Weekend where we can like maybe like listen to the album and when they drop it and kind of talk about that. Maybe that'll be my whole Vampire Weekend day. But yeah, so in lieu of that, I think we're just, as per usual, I'm just going to kind of, screw around and see what I want to do. It's finding, like, lists. Yeah, there we go. But, yeah, so I'm going to try to go a little bit more obscure. I mean, I guess not terribly obscure. None of these are terribly obscure. But, like, I kind of want to go with ones that I personally haven't heard in a while, or I know I haven't played on the show. Also, I might challenge myself not to play Vampire Weekend, this time. But now I've been talking for about 2.5 minutes, so I think it's time for me to shut up and let's get some music going. So, the first song, this is a song, again, that was, for those that know me, like, my sister threw a lot of music on my iPod as a kid, and, like, that's how I got introduced to a lot of the music that I like. This is one of the songs called, Ships in the Night by Matt Kearney. It's a good song. This is a song I haven't heard in a long time, but I think I think it was relatively popular. So this might be one of those songs that like, oh yeah, no, I remember hearing that. But it's no longer really any popular. But I found it through just searching through music. So I guess we're gonna go ahead and play it. So yeah, let's get right into it. Ships in the Night by Matt Kearney.
Like ships in the night, you keep passing me by. We're just wasting time, trying to prove who's right. And if it all goes crashing into the sea, if it's just you and me trying to find a light. Like ships in the night, letting cannonballs fly. Say what you mean and it turns to a fight. Fist fly from my mouth as it turns south. You're down the driveway, I'm on the couch, chasing your dreams since the violent fifth grade. Trying to believe in your silent own way, cause we'll be okay, I'm not going away. Like you watched it 14 as it went down the drain. And pops stayed the same and your mom's moved away. How many of our parents seem to make it anyway? We're just fumbling through the gray, trying to find a heart that's not walking away. Turn the lights down. In the night, you keep passing me by, just wasting time, trying to prove who's right. And if it all goes crashing into the sea, if it's just you and me trying to find a light, like ships in the night.
the pack and you crimson. I was late headed to a red carpet. They won't know my name. Riding in silence, all that we wanna say. About to board when you call on the phone. You say I'm sorry, I'll be waiting at home. Feels like we're learning this out on our own. Trying to find a way down a road we don't know. Turn the lights down. In the night, you keep passing me by, just wasting time, trying to prove who's right. And if it all goes crashing to the sea, if it's just you and me, trying to find the light, like ships in the night, you're passing me by, you're passing me by.
And that was Ships in the Night by Matt Kearney, or Kearney, or whatever. So I think next up, I'm going to play, this is a very popular song, actually, that a lot of people know. It's not really obscure, but again, it's one of those songs I personally haven't listened to in a while. And it's somebody that I used to know by Goatee. I'm probably butchering his artist's name. I haven't even mentioned that, but I always butcher artists' names all the time. But going on, the song actually, although it's like, it's a pretty interesting song. The lyrics are great and the music's great. But the reason that I actually like the song every time I listen to it is I think of skiing, because one of my favorite skier, Ted Ligety, did like this powder day like video of like just him just basically screwing around on the mountain in his powder skis, and like it's like the whole video is like basically to this song and I think to another song, but it's been like almost ingrained in my head. Every time I hear this song, like I think about like this, you know, about skiing. So, which considering there's no snow out, it's kind of sad, but it's a good song, and haven't heard in a while, so should be good. So yeah, so the classic Somebody That I Used to Know by Goatee. That was love, and to make us still remember. So that was somebody that I used to know. Sorry for the, again, the technical mistake. I've been making plenty of those recently. Let's see. So next up, I'm gonna kind of do another one that's kind of it's a good song, but like the way I was introduced to it was kind of bizarre. So it's a song that I'm not sure. I feel like everybody has heard it, but I don't think many people know the name of it. Called First Day of My Life by Bright Eyes. It's like definitely their most popular song. I'm almost like dead certain of that. I'm actually gonna check right now. By far, not even close. This is like by far their most popular song. Because I think, if I remember correctly, I think this is what it was. I think I heard this song in a commercial once. And it was like really beautiful, you know, one of those, you know, commercials that you know, makes you feel like either sad or depressed or like happy. You know, one of those like really good, you know, commercials. And I was like, oh, that's a really good song. And I spent like probably like a week or two, as I usually do, like tracking on the song. And I did. I finally found it. And then I threw it immediately like on my playlist on Spotify, and then I've kept it ever since. But yeah, it's a really good song, kind of depressing. So usually I would throw this more at the end, but it's a good song. It's really touching. The lyrics are good, and yeah, not really depressing, but definitely very touching. So yeah, but it's a good song. So yeah, let's get right into it. This is First Day of My Life by Bright Eyes.
First day of my life, swear I was born right in the doorway. I went out in the rain, suddenly everything changed. They're spreading blankets on the beach. Yours is the first face that I saw. I think I was blind before I met you. I don't know where I am, I don't know where I've been, but I know where I want to go. And so I thought I'd let you know. Yeah, these things take forever, I especially am slow. But I realized that I need you, and I wondered if I could come home. Time you drove all night just to meet me in the morning. And I thought it was strange, you said everything changed. You felt as if you just woke up. And you said, this is the first day of my life. I'm glad I didn't die before I met you. But now I don't care, I could go anywhere with you, and I'd probably be happy. So if you wanna be with me, if these things there's no telling, we just have to wait and see. But I'd rather be working for a paycheck than waiting to win the lottery. Besides, maybe this time is different. I mean, I really think you like me.
So that was Bright Eyes. Or excuse me, that was First Day of My Life by Bright Eyes. Good song, right? Like I'm actually able to have a conversation with people through this medium. So where was I? Right. Okay. So yeah, the story behind the song is actually kind of interesting because it's a pretty personal song for me in the sense that I think I discovered it when I was still dating like my high school girlfriend, and then we mutually agreed to separate at the end of high school. But it was like still, I think at least it was still particularly like sad for me, and so like, I remember when I was in high school listening to that song, I was like really happy and like everything, and then like when I got to college and listened to the song, it took on a whole other feeling because it was like. You know, having left someone behind that, you know, you really did like. But moving on to some more, I guess, somewhat upbeat songs. One is, the next one I think I'm going to play is Can't Take It by the All-American Rejects. And this is, like, really a throwback for me because when I was in, like, the fourth grade, it was approximately the same time that, Move Along, the album by the All-American Rejects, came out. And it was like, for me, it was like, I loved it. I loved the album. And I remember hearing Move Along on the radio, and I would listen to it. And then, like, as a gift, I think it was like for my birthday or something, one of my little gifts I got was the CD that actually had, you know, the whole album. And I remember immediately getting it, unwrapping it, being really happy, and then taking it up to a boombox, because we actually had one of those in my house at the time. We still have it. And basically, it was a boombox that could play CDs as well. And so I put it in, and I just sat in my room and just listened to the whole thing all the way through. And it was funny, because the album starts out with like the really popular songs, like Dirty Little Secret, and Move Along, but then it gets into all the more obscure ones. And so this one, I think this might be the last song off the album, but this is Can't Take It. So this is a song, I don't remember the last time I know that I heard it, but I know it's one of the songs I definitely will recognize when I play it. Yeah, so it's a long-winded explanation for why I decided I'd want to play this song. But enough of me talking, and it's time for you to listen to it. So yeah, so this is Can't Take It by the All-American Rejects.
Come back home, you step in line, you got a lot to prove. It comes and goes, yeah, it comes and goes. A step in time, yeah, it's a lot to move. I know this will be temporary. can't take it. This welcome is gone, and I've waited long enough to make it. And if you're so strong, you might as well just do it alone. And I'll watch you go. I can't take it. This welcome is gone, and I've waited.
So yeah, that was Can't Take It by All American Rejects. And actually, I forgot how much I love that song. I was actually like just straight up singing it here in the booth, or in the studio while it was playing. So yeah, no, yeah, I forgot how much I like that one. But yeah, it's definitely a good one. So next up, I'm gonna go ahead and do this one. So last Thursday, I went to the Steel Stacks with some friends to go see a band called Mom Jeans, a band that I knew was kind of like a punk rock band, but, you know, not too, like, you know, too out there. But they're not, you know, but they're not really well known, but they're well known enough. And I was like, I had not listened to any of their music, hadn't listened to a full song by them at all before going to the show. And I get there, you know, dressed in, like, just my casual stuff. I was wearing, like, khakis, and I put on a linen shirt because I thought it might be really hot, being an indoor concert. And, like, I threw on, like, some boat shoes. Like, I literally just, you know, put on what, for those who know me, what I would, you know, normally wear if I'm, you know, going out to a concert or something. So I get there, and, like, this isn't like, an overly preppy outfit. But then I get there, and I look at myself, and I look around me at all the people wearing, you know, jeans and all black and, you know, piercings left and right, nose piercings left and right, and I'm like, I really don't know if I belong here. And it was like, for a moment, it was like really awkward, but it was like, it was so weird and so, like, bizarre. It was like very laughable. But of course, I was with some good friends, like my dear friend Matt Gerber, if you listen to his show, and so we were both there. And it ended up being very fun. I actually quite a bit liked the band, and some of their songs were great. So this is, I love the title of this song. It's called Scott Pilgrim versus My GPA, which, by the way, if you haven't seen Scott Pilgrim versus the World, you're doing yourself a disservice by not seeing it. It's an excellent film. But yeah, this was one of the final songs they played, and it was really good. So I guess I'll go ahead and play that. It's kind of my commemoration to seeing them in concert. But yeah, so here is Scott Pilgrim versus My GPA by Mom Jeans.
I'm happy here. when I ran away that day. Doesn't matter anyway, 'cause I'm happy here. Yes, I'm happy here. I'm happy here. I'm happy here.
And we are back. I hope that mic wasn't on the entire time. Oh, well. I always make mistakes in here, and then sometimes I look down at the board and be like, oh, was that mic on the entire time? Or was it not? So, yeah. But, yeah, because if anyone from the WGRH board is listening, it would be nice if we could get the Spotify up on the actual computer instead of me having to use my my Spotify and Dodge ads. It would make it a little bit easier, I think, on some of the DJs, particularly my particularly more or less experienced people like myself. But moving on, I think that's a good one. And like, I mean, although this song is like, it's good, you know, listening to this, but I'll be honest, like the whole atmosphere when they play it live was honestly a lot better. I actually have a feeling this band is probably better live than they are recorded. But yeah, there's just that energy that you just don't get you just can't get from just listening to a song. There's that energy that you get in a concert that's just excellent. But yeah, so moving on, we're down to, I guess I got two more, probably more time than just two more songs, but I've got two more songs picked out here, both by relatively famous bands, Tudor Cinema Club and Phoenix, both regulars on this show. So both of these songs are songs I haven't listened to in quite some time. The first one I think I'm going to go with is Bad Decisions, which is off of their album, which is off of Tudor Cinema Club album, Game Show, which actually came out in 2016. And in fact, if I recall correctly, came out when I was in my first semester here at Lafayette. And it was actually one of the first like bits of music that my friend Matt and I started like bonded over. And from there, we created a very, very strong friendship. Some might call it a bromance. I'm fine calling it a bromance. I don't know. I think Matt's fine calling it a bromance, but yeah. And by the way, if you don't listen to his show, yeah, listen to, I think it's still called the B side, with Matt Gerber and his buddy Alex, and their stuff's always awesome. And he's way more into music and definitely gets a lot more, I think, interesting stuff on than I do. But anyway, enough of me talking about that. So yeah, this song is off. This is Bad Decisions. It's probably one of my favorite songs off of the album. But yeah, no, it was definitely one, I think one of the first songs I really remember listening to with Matt and with my, you know, with some of my newly formed friends here at Lafayette, many of whom I've stayed rather very close with. So without further ado, here is Bad Decisions by Two Door Cinema Club.
We'll be right back.
So that was Bad Decisions by Two Door Cinema Club. And honestly, you know, now that I listen to it again, I don't know if it is my favorite song off the album. I mean, it's good, but I think there's a moment in there where it's like for a minute, just keep saying the same thing over and over again. Like, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. I don't know if it works as well in this song. So the next song I have picked out, I'll probably have to pick out maybe one more song, is Lasso. And, you know, considering that every other one of these songs has some sort of context to them, this one doesn't. I mean, it's Phoenix. I like it. I like this album a lot, which is Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix. I think it won the Grammy for Best Indie Album back in, like, 2009 or something. So I mean, it's pretty well known. I think a lot of their most famous songs are really off of this album. I think after this album, I think they kind of lost a great deal of their popularity. I think their second album, Bankrupt, eventually, I think also had kind of was on the curtails of that popularity, but I don't know if it was as critically well received. But I may I'll have to pick out probably one more song. But in the meantime, without further ado, let's get right into Lasso by Phoenix. So that was Lasso by Phoenix. Hope you enjoyed that one. So for the last song, let me actually write it into teal here. So the last song, I decided to go with a with a really, you know, pretty, I'd say what a lot of people consider a good classic rock song in Snow by Red Hot Chili Peppers. And I guess, you know, since all of these songs have something to say about them, this song that I would have to say would probably have to go back to freshman year. My roommate that year was a huge fan of Red Hot Chili Peppers. It was like in the fan club and everything. In fact, my roommate was Billy Wilde, if any of you know, and he's just currently abroad as far as I know. But he was the one that really, I would say, got me like actually interested in listening to more of their music. And again, he was also someone who definitely influenced me to get more into music than I previously was. But yeah, so I guess, you know, maybe this is kind of a tribute to him. I don't really know. I really like it. But there's a lot of people who are big fans of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. So I guess this is for all of you people that are fans. I don't really have much more to say about that. I'm probably just going to go ahead and sign off now. So you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This has been the Culture Hour with Brian, also affectionately known as Brian the Raven Craven, also affectionately known as Mad Dog. And also, if you're at all interested in food and you want to fill your Instagram feed with pictures of food, not really Phil, but you can always follow your resident foodie on Instagram. I'm always looking to meet new people to talk about food. I'm hoping to maybe write for the newspaper soon and get some reviews out about some of the local Eastern restaurants. So keep an eye out for that for anyone that could potentially be listening. But yeah, besides that, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening if you listen to the whole show, or even if you just listen to a part of it. And enjoy this last song that we have, Snow by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The more I see, the less I know.